Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. You know, for many of us, what started off as a great idea has become a nightmare of sorts. Having your own business, be your own boss, setting your own hours, not having to answer to anyone. Isn't that how it all starts? At first, it's fine. At first, it's fun. But with growth comes problems. I know. I run into that with the ministry. When we first started, I could set the entire week on the radio station about 4 hours on a Sunday afternoon. Just a couple years later, it'd become a full-time job. 4 years into this, I was working 15, 16, 17 hours a day, usually 7 days a week, just to keep up. And I was ready to throw in the towel. But long story short, I ended up getting some help. It has now allowed me to take a step back from having to do everything to now passing off routine tasks to my assistants. That's just one quick example of what our guest today is helping many people to do. Michael Morrison is a business coach, podcast host, and for 20 years, a business owner. He now focuses on helping business owners to create a business that will run without the constant need of handling a day-to-day presence by the owner. Does that sound like a dream come true for some of you listening right now? His business is called Business Ownership Simplified for Success, or BOSS for short. He's also the host of the Small Business Pivots podcast, the author of a great guide titled Do Not Start or Run a Business My Way, Business and Life Lessons I Learned the Hard Way. Help me welcome to the program, Michael Morrison. Michael, it is a blessing to have you with us today, brother. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Now, the first question I always start with is this. Other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Michael Morrison?
I was born into a abusive family from my biological father. My mother tried to protect me. My father kidnapped me by gunpoint.
Wow.
That's how life started. Grew up as an introvert, struggled in school, had to learn a little bit of adulting the hard way coming out of the college ranks, and started my own business thinking, why not? When I first started my own business, was back in the 90s before Google even founded. So there wasn't internet as we know today. So to get any information, we didn't have Google. We had to go to the library. And of course, when you start a business, who has time to go to the library and read a book for 6 hours? So I had to learn things the hard way starting my business. And it wasn't until I got my first business coach in the early 2000s that I really saw how to work on the business, that phrase of work on the business, not in the business. And things changed for me. And then my original business coach, my first mentor coach, he said, you should do business coaching. And I asked him why. It's kind of one of those God things. And he said, well, for one, you would be one of the few coaches that's actually owned businesses and successful businesses and failed businesses, kind of the encompass of the whole business world. And secondly, your character trait is empathy, because we have assessments that people take, and my top trait is empathy. So he said, you can empathize with the business owners that you work with, and your educational background is marketing. So when a business is looking to scale and grow, you understand that side of the business, and that's where we are today.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. And yeah, you can catch it from all the different perspectives.
Yeah.
And as we were talking before the recording, I'm sure you could relate to what I was telling you that I just alluded to in the opening. Amen. Now, your business, BOSS, or Business Ownership Simplified for Success, that sounds so interesting to me. Because as you heard, you know, this thing grew so quickly, It was not simplified in any way at all.
Most aren't. Most aren't.
The business and the ownership and the success were happening, but the simplified part was nowhere to be found. And do many of your clients come to you like basically in that same situation?
Absolutely. 100%. Most of them either, and these are small business owners. So I want to clarify that we don't work with venture capitalists, you know, those types of businesses, corporate. We are strictly your small business owners. And 100% of them come to us with one of the following problems. Their business is stuck and they're working 20 hours a day. And they can't, they've watched the videos, they've read the books, you know, the popular business scaling books, and nothing's changing. Or they've got this business that cannot run without them there. So they're either stuck or they've got a business that they're required to be there 24/7. And so those are the types of business owners that we help. And yeah, it's very common.
Amen. Amen. I know your tagline is create a business that runs without you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an intriguing goal. I mean, how do you help your clients achieve that dream?
It, well, so a couple of the challenges that I have found, and again, from personal experience, is before I had a business coach, I didn't have clarity. I didn't have that North Star. I didn't even know what I was doing. It was just every day coming in, grinding and getting through the day, getting up, doing the same thing the next day without any vision, without any intentionality of what I was trying to achieve every day. And so the first thing we focus on is clarity. And so once we have kind of that North Star, it really opens their eyes to, wow, I could have a whole different business model by just simply having a dream that is accessible. And then the second thing is a plan of action and a strategy and things. So we just keep building on that, getting the right people. People say, well, how do you do that? And I say, well, it's a process. You know, there isn't a magical pill to turn your business from you being there every day, all day, to all of a sudden you can leave for a month at a time. It's a process. Like, and I tell business owners, I'm like, you either created this mess or you allowed it to happen. So we got to fix, yeah, or both. And we got to fix that. You know, we got to change that. And it's just like anything else, you know, diets and anything that we want to, I mean, being a Christian, right? That's a lifelong process of being better. Business is the same way. It takes time, but it takes intentionality. It takes consistency to do it. But most importantly, it takes action.
Yeah. Amen. I know for me, you know, as I went from, oh, this is kind of cool, this is fun, this is working, so I'll do it, to dreading getting up in the morning, dreading to come into this desk and sit down and start work because I knew I was going to be here. I mean, it got so bad. My wife's like, when can we go to the grocery store? I pull up my calendar and say, Thursday between 2 and 4.
Yeah.
You know, type thing. You know? Yeah. I mean, it was that bad just to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. And, we used to kind of go along the taglines of love your business again, this, that, and other. And that just didn't resonate with people, yeah, for, especially like you. Like, I hated coming to work. Yeah. I did not even want to go there, but I was so invested in that thing, yep, and had, yep, so much liability. I couldn't just walk away. Like, I had, right, to figure out how to make this work. And so, yeah, loving your business again just didn't sound enticing. So that's where we got the, okay, what are people really looking for? And creating a business that runs without you, that means different things for different people. Does that mean that you can step away 365 days a year? Well, if you want, there's a strategy for that. If you just want to be able to come and go, you can, you know, but there's so many business owners out there that their office just implodes if they step away for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
those are the people we're trying to help. So, you know, the create a business that runs without you, in some people's mind, there's like, there's no way, I'm the tech guy or whatever. And that's fine. But we want to help you have a business that you can at least step away and catch your breath and re-energize and get re-motivated. And you're not stuck there hating being in the office.
Yeah. Amen. And that for me, when I started, that was a lofty goal. Yeah. I finally got to the point about a year ago that, I mean, I'm trying to market and do emails. My biggest thing is I get so involved, I forget to do emails for like a week, type thing, right? So I hired a virtual assistant to help me with the email messaging. That was the first step that I ever took asking for help. And it works so well that this year, 2024, at the time of this recording, now I have a VA that does my editing. And it took me about a month to get him trained the way I wanted it done, to maintain the consistency and stuff. And then the other I guess they could say the other monster was social media. I mean, you can get sucked into this whirlpool that never lets you get out if you allow social media to do that. And I would find that when I was trying to get on social media to promote things and all that, I'd spend 3, 4 hours on there. I said, no. And for a while, I just shut off social media completely, didn't do anything with it. And I noticed the dip. I mean, social media is there, it's to be used to promote your business and stuff. So now I got a VA that does social media posting for me, to like Faithcasters, we launched that. And so now I got three VAs, but that has freed up my time immensely. And I recently hired a fourth that is helping me now. Her job is to load the podcast episodes, right? So now my time can be spent research, getting ready for interviews, conducting the interviews, research, and that, which now this thing runs so much smoother. Because I got professionals that are good at what they do, and it only takes them, I mean, it's very cost effective, let's put it like that. And now for us, yeah, I'm spending a little bit more money that I wasn't spending before, but just freedom to step away and know that it's still going to get done.
Yes, that's the important part.
Because before, let's say going to the grocery store, that's 2 hours. I'm thinking, man, I could have got so much work done. I mean, Amazon delivers. We can deliver the groceries.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's kind of what, our vision for Boss is to be that destination for small business owners to come to us with all these problems and just say, hey, just like you would on Amazon. I know I can get on Amazon and I'll have that on my porch this afternoon, in the morning, whenever they say it'll be there. We want to be impactful to small business owners to come to this place and say, hey, we got a bit, because we do business loans. We do more than just
Oh,
consulting.
wow.
And
Okay.
so we want them to come, hey, that was a great experience. They treated me well. They came through with everything they said. They were timely. They were professional. They were nice and blah, blah, blah. So let's just keep going back to them for everything they have. And so, our boss is we've just now started dipping our toe in the water, figuring out what are those things that business owners need to be able to feel relieved, like what you were talking about. And VAs is on that list. We
Amen.
will hopefully become that destination as long as I'm on this earth, that we can provide some of that relief for small business owners. That's that empathy side that comes out of me is I've owned businesses, not just one. I've had to file bankruptcy due to a cancerous partnership. I'm proud of that. I'm one of the probably few that can say, hey, my greatest lessons learned are failures, and here's how I overcame it. So I would rather have a business coach or owner helping me that has failed before, because those that haven't, they're either lying or they didn't try hard enough. And so I want someone that's been through the valleys and the everything else that, how did you overcome that? Or what are some red flags that I can look for in my business to say, hey, we're fixing to go down the road Michael did, because this is what he said. Here's the warnings. And so that's the type of business we're trying. So we're just kind of getting started.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I see it on your website that you try to help connect business owners with business loans and things like that. Are you the facilitator of the loans, or just offering referrals, or how does that work?
So we've partnered with a third party vendor that has access to roughly about 200 financial institutions. They're all FDIC. You know, I mean, it's not like we're a corner credit company. Some of the loans are up to $150 million for commercial real estate investments. We have term loans, capital loans, we have SBA loans. We have all the tools that a business owner would need, because when I first started my business, I know that I didn't have the resources, like a CFO controller type person, to say, hey, we're forecasting, and in 6 months, you're going to need a little bit of capital. We're going to get in a little cash crunch, but we're okay. We just need something to get us through. Business owners, small business owners, they don't have those kind of resources. When their delivery van breaks down and they need a new one, they need that money today. You know, they don't have time to go to this one bank or credit union, whatever it is, and wait and wait and then possibly be told no days or weeks later. Some of them are faster than that. And so I was like, okay, one of the first things I experienced, like I mentioned earlier in the show, was I got a business coach. That was the first thing that helped me get out of that grind. The second thing was access to capital, lines of credit, term loans, you know, just having a resource that I knew I could go to and get an answer within a reasonable amount of time. If everybody puts their application together properly, which that's banks will tell you the same thing. That's the number one problem, is most people don't have all the documents they need to apply for a loan. That's part of the process. But if they get everything on there, which is not much that we ask for, it's 48 to 72 hours. More than likely, they'll at least get an answer so they can move on. And it's only a soft pull on their credit versus going to one financial institution in town and you're waiting. Then you go to another one, another one. Here we have roughly 200 that we've partnered with that can offer that capital or term loan. And so they can get an answer fast. And if everything goes smoothly in underwriting, they'll usually have funding within a week. And
Wow,
so
praise
that's.
God.
That was the second thing that I was like, the cash. The third thing, you know, that we're moving into is what you talked about, the administrative assistants, the VAs that can come in and relieve you. And that's the scariest part for small business owners, is letting go. And so
Amen.
we're like, if you come through in business loans and you're comfortable, you had a great experience, you work with our coaches. We have about 13 coaches. If you work with them, you had a great experience, it's going to build that trust. And we're just going to keep going down our list, check boxes of what I experienced in businesses, of what I needed, and what I found to be very helpful. And we're kind of going in that order. Unless small business owners say, hey, we want this, we'll move it up the list. You know, we're building it for them too.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, and you talked about, that you give them the red flags to watch out for, right? And say, oh, this is what Michael talked about, we better be careful here. And you put that into your book, Do Not Start a Run a Business My Way, right?
Yes.
And explain about that book with us.
Well,
Share a little bit about it.
it says it on the front, I believe, but it's basically a memoir of kind of describing my journey, because I know a lot of small business owners, we grew up with trials and tribulations. We grew up with self-doubt, and I want people to understand that you can overcome those things. So it's kind of my journey growing up, the challenges I was faced with, and then things that I learned in business I wish I would have done differently or not at all. And just kind of a it's kind of a tool for people to get to know me a little bit better, where I came from and how I can help them. And if they can relate to the book, it might be a fit for us to work together. We don't typically, like I said, we don't work with VCs, any software tech companies like that. They've usually got investors, and that's a whole different world. But I want people to be say, hey, I can relate to that person. I struggled with this, or I had an addiction that I had to overcome. Because a lot of the small business successful owners that I know, they all had something they had to overcome. And this was kind of a dopamine to start a business for a lot of people. That's why they started it. It's like, I guess I'll go out and do this on my own, because that's the only thing I can control. The rest of this is just worldly demons, if you will.
Amen. And I mean, most people, I would say when they start a business, it's because they want that control. I'm tired of working for somebody else. Be here this time, go home this time, do this while you're here. And they think, I'll be the boss. I'll be the one in control. When I want to take off, I take off. And soon they find it doesn't work
No,
that
no, and
way.
I giggle about it, but I know if anyone's listening that's in that situation, I know it's not funny. I mean, to them in the current situation, but it's kind of like what you mentioned earlier when we were talking. Most business owners are really good at what they do, but they've never run a business. They've never been the manager. They don't understand taxes. They don't understand payroll and leadership and all that thing. And that's what we're trying to condense into a quicker, simpler method of here's a course. Yes, it's going to take you an hour. It's a workbook, but it's probably going to take you an hour too. But I'm a big believer in go slow to go fast. You take that hour or two, you learn it, you implement it, and move on to the next challenge. That's how you get out of that rat race, as they call it, on the hamster wheel, I think one of the books says, where you get stuck in your business because you're doing so many things. And not only are you doing so many things, you're trying to learn so many things, like QuickBooks, and you're trying to, like you said, trying to do things that I was never equipped to do. There's other people that can do it faster. How do I, so how do I keep moving out of my business?
Amen. Amen. What would be the number one thing you recommend a small business owner should do first before they actually open a business?
For many, not all, many go into small business thinking, once I start this, all my friends, all my family will bless me with their business. I don't have any problem with prospect. Everybody's going to help me. And that is 100% false. Nobody helps you. Your family, your friends, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, because they only know me as Nephew Michael. I'm a family member. I'm not a business guy. They don't remember that. They only see me as Michael. So the first thing I would suggest for most is define your target market. Understand who you want to sell to and define that and have a list of some kind of prospects in a CRM, which is just basically managing your prospects and your clients. Have, even if it's Excel spreadsheet, but do something, have a list prepared to start making calls. Most business owners I know, once they start their business, they're trying to make videos for TikTok and YouTube and all that. And I'm like, no, get on the phone, go face to face, set up coffee meetings, go to lunches. The first priority of any business owner, again, small business owners, is sales. Like they ask me all the time, what should I be working on? And I'll ask them their financial situation. And I'm like, sales. Like, you don't stop doing social medias, stop doing a website. Right now, you can go get sales today. A website takes months to build. It takes months to build that SEO. Videos takes the same thing, and the algorithms to catch traction. Those are long-term plays. Yes, you need those, but today you need sales to be able to operate and hire that first VA, like what you're talking about. And that's the second thing I would suggest, and a bookkeeper.
Absolutely. And the idea I ran into also was, oh, you got a radio station. Cool. Could I, and the friend, the family, do I get a friend and family discount?
The discounts, yes. Yeah, they don't send people your way, they just ask for discounts. That is true.
Amen. Now, you talked about sales. You talked about, you got to get out in front of people. But there's also, that's the sales part, but there's also the referral aspect of networking with other business owners. And you host in-person networking events in the Oklahoma City area, correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah,
how often do you do that?
so we are reorganizing the networking scene that we did or have. And so we're kind of at a pause right now, but our typical networking event is more of a learning experience, kind of like a mastermind group. And for those that may not know what that is, that's where you have business owners come together and solve problems together. So you have like-minded people in the same room versus your typical social gathering network of your financial advisor, your real estate person, and this, that, and other. So it's kind of, it's ours are a little different than what most people would think of as a networking group. But we did pause that. It became a lot of work for free because we had different locations. And we had speakers from around the world that we would do satellite and go to the studio and record. And, you know, there's a lot of, and it was free. But when we got into podcasting last year, we found that was a bigger impact for business owners. And so we kind of paused that. So we're refreshing our networking. But yes, we do networking events too.
Amen. Amen. I wanted to ask you about your podcast, Small Business Pivots Podcast. How long have you been podcasting?
So about 5 years ago, people were whispering in my ear to say, you need a podcast, you need a podcast, you're a consultant, et cetera, et cetera. And I just didn't want to be another business podcast. I wanted to have a niche because having learned how to coach and build businesses, I understand that everything should have intentionality. There's got to be a reason why you're doing what you're doing, or it's a waste of time. And so I wanted to find that niche. And what I found was listening to our clients. That's another tip for business owners, listen to your clients. When I started listening to them, they all came in doing mostly less than $1 million and they were stuck. They ran out of bandwidth. In other words, they didn't have any more oomph in them, any more hours in the day to bring in another sale. They just couldn't handle it. So once they came in and started getting their business under control and seeing light at the end of the tunnel with that vision and things, most of them, for some reason, I guess I was that way too, probably back in the 90s, they want to hit the $1 million mark. Like that's their first milestone. And for those that are out there that's done that, less than 10% of small business owners, true small business owners, ever hit the $1 million mark. So it's a great milestone to have. So that's when I opened up my eyes and said, wow, we need a, there's our show. What are the pivots that business owners made that were stuck so that we can give these people a voice of hope saying, you can do this too? Because there's a million
Amen.
other people out there that's done that. And so these are some of the pivots that they've made. And that's the purpose of our show is talking to people that, you know, they might have a multi-million dollar or $1 billion plus business. We've had all sizes, but they all started from ground zero, just like every other small business did, and they have made it. So we're just trying to be a voice of hope for those that are trying to do the same.
Amen. That's great. Amen. Michael, this sounds so interesting. If someone wanted to receive more information or ask a question or maybe invite you to do an interview like this on a podcast, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
Absolutely. My email is michael@michaeldmorrison.com. I am very influential and active on LinkedIn. They can connect with me there. Those are the two easiest ways to get in touch with me personally, or they can set up a consultation by going to our website, businessownershipsimplified.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a free consultation tab, and that goes directly to me. So they'll be talking to me that way as well.
Amen. Amen. I'll put links to all this in the show notes down below. Folks, if anything we talked about today resonates with you, the Lord had you listen to this episode today for a reason. Michael Morrison and his team understands what it's like to work long hours and never leave the office, ending the day feeling like you really didn't accomplish anything except put fires out all day long. More importantly, he understands what it's like and what it takes to overcome these roadblocks in growing your business. Michael believes that when you step up to chase your dreams, the real dreams, the ones you really, truly want to be living, then the world itself becomes a better place. His mission is to help you do exactly that. Amen. Drop down the show
Amen.
notes, reach out to Michael, listen and subscribe to this podcast. Be sure to order his book, Do Not Start or Run a Business My Way. Business and Life Lessons I Learned the Hard Way. This book is a hit. Michael writes it openly, humorously, with stories and lessons and suggestions so that you can do as he says, not as he did. Amen.
Amen.
Drop down the show notes, grab your copy today. Michael, thank you for taking the time and coming on and sharing with us about how to be the boss, the true boss of your business, instead of owning a business and have the business be the boss of you. I do appreciate your time today, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Michael Morris, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.